Chapter 4. I was up at first light, and after downing a steaming mug of strong coffee, I drove deep into the bush to find the herd's tracks. I'd spent a restless night thinking about Nana, and even a hard 3-hour patrol that ended just before midnight was not enough to put me to sleep. The fact that I had just lost 4 rhinos, 1 poached and 3 about to be removed by the park's authorities, didn't help my frame of mind either. But first things first. Right now I urgently needed to find out what was going on with the herd. I picked them out in the early sunrise, moving slowly across open savannah. It was a sight going back to time immemorial, a herd of elephants at dawn in African grassland, and no doubt a common one for our great-grandfathers who strode this continent barely a century ago. It may not be a sight that our grandchildren will be guaranteed to see. The rising sun was now a gentle scarlet on the horizon, and the bush was coming to life all around me. I stopped, got out of the Land Rover, and sucked in the dewy air, the crisp tang of an early wilderness morning instantly lifting my spirits. Moving as stealthily as possible, I walked to an umbrella thorn tree about 20 minutes away, and, with the breeze wafting gently downwind in my favour, crouched to watch the herd go past. Pulling out a powerful set of binoculars from my bush jacket, I zoomed in on Nana. She seemed fine and very much in charge. You could tell by her regal body language that she was the matriarch. Just as human, natural leaders can virtually alter the gravity in a room by their mere presence, her authority was pervasive. When she curled her trunk in the air and changed direction, the others immediately followed, including Frankie, who was just behind her. I smiled and gave a silent cheer. Last night was just my imagination. She had not needed any help at all. She then turned, facing me almost head-on, and I zeroed in with the binoculars on her face. Suddenly something jarred. Her expression seemed oddly vacant, as if she wasn't fully registering what was happening. My relief evaporated like smoke. Something definitely was wrong. Then it struck me. It wasn't an odd expression, it was her right eye. It was marginally closed and seemed to be out of kilter. It made her look slightly confused, although, paradoxically, she was stepping out with supreme purpose. I kept the binoculars steady as she stopped to pluck a thick chunk of grass. My stomach sank. The pupil was...